his second, and team's fifth, and Ubley rejoices.
The thing is, the ball went in the hoop, too, and of course it's disallowed, but that was a very important bucket that Harbor Beach could have used.
Levi Peruski sits down, replaced by number 21, Austin Crager. 90 seconds left here in the third quarter. A lot of basketball left, John.
The half-court trap that Ubley's employing is really doing a job.
It's been very effective.
It's making Harbor Beach take time off the clock for Ubley.
Crager dribbling, tipped by Mason Boobs. Back to Crager to the right elbow to Orzinski for the jump shot. This one's in for two.
I'll take it.
Unbelievable. 7-point lead. 42-35, minute 12 in the third quarter. Mason Boobs. Kanar to Woodkey to Smiglinski, right block. Goes up strong, off the glass, can't get the fall. But he'll go to the free throw line for two shots, and Ubley doesn't like it. Foul goes against number 23. Cole Hagen, that's his second, team's fifth.
He thought it was like a zone clear out.
.102 left in the third. It's a 7-point difference. 42-35.
Shooting two.
Largest lead of the night for the Bearcats. Smiglinski's free throw is up. This one's good.
Nice form.
That stops a four missed straight free throws. It's made four. Has missed five. 4 of 9, and now 5 of 10. 37-42. To the right wing, to the right elbow. Cole Hagen on the runner. This one's no good. Gets his own rebound. In for 2 points for Cole Hagen. He has six. 44-37. Luke Woodkey to Dylan Kadar. Half court trap here for the Bearcats. And it's stolen by Gorzinski, and Mason Booms blocks him for the foul. That'll be Mason Booms' third, team sixth. 41 seconds left here in the third quarter. 44-37. Everything going right for the Bearcats. This half court trap causing havoc for the Pirates. Casey Sweeney to Kyle Sweeney. 35 seconds left. Crager against Booms. Or to the right wing, back to Kyle Sweeney. Going for last shot here. 30 seconds left. 44-37 here in the third quarter. 7-point lead for the Bearcats. They were trailing at halftime by two. Our reach was just one field goal. That was a three from Kadar. Otherwise, three free throws. Huge third quarter for the Bearcats. 15 seconds left here in the third. Crager against Booms. At the high post, Kyle Sweeney goes inside the lane. It's blocked from behind. Pass was all the way back to the midcourt to Crager.
What a save.
Saved by Casey Sweeney. To Kyle Sweeney for the 16-footer is up and is good. Kyle Sweeney with seven. And it's a 9-point lead at the end of the third quarter. 46-37. Ubley. 11-point swing since halftime right here on the WLW Sports Network.
A successful harvest begins with spring planting, and your spring planting finance needs begin at North Star Bank. North Star Bank has agricultural lending specialists to help you with all your farm financing needs. Decisions are made locally, so they follow market conditions, changes, and developments that affect the industry. North Star Bank offers flexible terms and fixed-rate financing so you can have a successful harvest.
This is Chuck Wright, Ag Lending Specialist at North Star Bank. We offer financing terms that make sense for your specific needs. Visit any of North Star Bank's Ag Lending Specialists to get your spring planting needs in line. Set up your appointment today. Let's start a program that works for you.
With North Star Bank's streamlined ag lending process and expert staff, you can get a jump on planting season. North Star Bank's ag lending specialists will work closely with you to meet the needs of your agribusiness. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
On to the final quarter. A huge quarter for the Bearcats.
Hang on to your hat.
As they outscored Harbor Beach 17-6 in that third quarter. Harbor Beach trailing by 9 points. They'll start out on offense, right to left across your radio. Anderson into the right wing to Kadar. Kadar's double teamed, and it's tipped out of bounds by a black jersey Harbor Beach ball.
Kater's getting a little bit of attention right now after hitting how many threes?
He has five threes. Nothing else. Woodkey to Dylan Kater on the inbound. Back to Woodkey, right wing. To the top to Anderson, to the left wing to Parker Yan for three. It is up and it's good. Parker Yan with 9 points. 46-40.
That's huge for the Pirates.
Right wing, Krager against Woodkey. To Cal Sweeney against Kadar. Borzinski makes the screen. Now Smoglinski on him at the top of the key. Cole Hagen down low, wide open. Borzinski's in for two. Off balance and gets it to fall. He has eight and it's out to an 8-point lead for the Bearcats. 48-40. 7 minutes, 10 seconds left in regulation.
Jan's in the corner just waiting for the ball.
Kadar double teamed. In trouble now to Woodkey. Parker Yan wide open for three in the corner. It's up. This one's short. Rebound brought in by Cole Hagen. Luke Woodkey gets his hands on it, and it's out of bounds off of his hands. It'll be an ugly ball underneath their own hoop. 6 minutes, 51 seconds left in the fourth. Austin Bruski checks in, replaces Isaac Borzinski.
Krager is trying to thread the needle on that one, realizing you've got an 8-point lead. You're in the lead. You don't need that.
Grant Smoglinski replaces Evan Smoglinski. Mason Booms replaces Parker Yan. A little bit smaller lineup here for the Pirates now. Casey Sweeney will inbound for the Bearcats. Casey Sweeney to Cole Hagen. To Krager. Into the corner. Kyle Sweeney pump fakes. Wide open. Cole Hagen in the block. In for two. 8 points for Cole Hagen. 50-40 now.
Half court trap. Pirates get out of it, though.
Down to the baseline. Michael Anderson is pushed. And this will be a six-team foul against the Bearcats. 6:32 left in the fourth. Ball goes against number 23 of the Bearcats. That'd be Cole Hagen's third. 50-40. 10-point lead for the Bearcats, largest of their night. This game has spun out of control for both teams. Anderson's three in. The inbound's no good. No rebound there for the Pirates. Rebound brought in by Peruski. Jump stop, Casey Sweeney inside the lane. Rebound brought in by Smoglinski, and after it does not fall. Michael Anderson pushing tempo for the Pirates. Right inside the lane, the right block. Kicks it back out to Parker Yan. Ball pass was off the mark to Luke Woodkey. And it's tipped by Kyle Sweeney out of bounds. It'll be high reach ball once again. Levi Peruski checks in and replaces Krager. Out there for the Bearcats right now, we have Cole Hagen, Levi Peruski, Kyle Sweeney, Casey Sweeney, and Cole Hagen, as well as Austin Peruski. Luke Woodkey inbounds to Michael Anderson. 6 minutes left in the regulation. A 10-point lead for the Bearcats, 50-40 on the road in Harbor Beach. Dylan Kadar. Skip past the right wing to Luke Woodkey. Feeds into Evan Smoglinski. One dribble, up in for two, off the glass. Ugly wanted to foul, Harbor Beach wanted to foul, none was called, and that's the right call. 50-42. First field goal for Smoglinski since the second quarter. Casey Sweeney's dribble stolen by Luke Woodkey. And we have a timeout called by Ron Rubel and the Pirates with 5:29 left in the fourth. 50-42, an 8-point lead for the Bearcats. And it's getting hostile in here.
That was a smart call on Coach Rubel. Very smart.
It was a possession arrow in favor of Ubley.
Actually, the officials were looking to go ahead and call it a jump ball.
So that's the second timeout called by Harbor Beach tonight. 30-second timeout, 5:29 left in the fourth. As the Pirates trail 42-50, it's been all Bearcats here in the second half. Ubley with 21 since halftime. Harbor Beach with 11. 50-42. Ubley 5:29 left in the fourth quarter.
Third quarter statistics as far as shooting. Harbor Beach was 1 for 7, 14%. Ubley was 7 for 19, 36%. And right now I'm sensing a little bit of a reversal. You have the Pirates that are looking to go ahead and get back in this ball game. And they have 5:29 to do it. Only down by 8.
That's the first turnover since the first quarter for the Bearcats. They have 4 on the night.